Hello and welcome to this week's Innovation Forum briefing. I'm Ian Welsh. Innovation Forum will be back in Amsterdam in May for this year's Future of Food and Beverage Europe conference. I'll be finding out a bit more about what's coming up at the event a bit later on. The Innovation Forum webinar series continues this weekend next with two fascinating conversations. They are both free to join. Links are in the podcast description. Tomorrow, Tuesday 5th of March at 1 p.m. London time, we're talking about soil regeneration and carbon farming. Certainly, threats to soil health are among the most urgent challenges facing agriculture. Among the many challenges are erosion, compaction, salinisation, water retention, and the broader impacts of the changing climate. Of course, by maximising soil health, farmers can lock in carbon in soils to mitigate climate change, improve productivity, and create other ecosystem benefits. Our expert panellists will discuss the practices that will ensure maximum carbon sequestration, emissions reductions and regenerative outcomes. Making up the panel will be representatives of Biocrop Sciences, our webinar partners, RAGT Seeds, the French Ministry of Agriculture and a farmer. And the conversation will be led by Innovation Forum's Toby Webb. And then on Tuesday 12th of March, we are pleased to be partnering once again with Nestlé to present an update on the progress the company made on its climate pledges in 2023. Nestlé has pledged to reduce absolute emissions by 20% by 2025 and by 50% by 2030. In particular, we will discuss the importance of transparency in climate disclosures, particularly on progress across scopes and different greenhouse gases, evolutions in target setting, including Nestlé's science-based targets initiative approved forest, land use and agriculture objectives, and the critical role of nature-based solutions in driving emissions reductions in agricultural supply chains via two case studies, one into dairy with a focus on Brazil and the other into coffee with a focus on India. I'll be joined by experts from across Nestlé, full details via the link in the podcast description. And we hope that you can join us for both. If you register and then are unable to join live, we will send you links to the audio and video recordings so that you can watch or listen at your leisure and share with colleagues if you wish. Innovation Forum will be in Amsterdam on 14th to 15th of May for this year's Future of Food and Beverage Europe conference. To find out a bit more about what to expect, I caught up with Innovation Forum's Hannah Oberon. We're going to talk about the events coming up in a couple of months. Are there any sessions that are standing out for you right now?
Yeah, our opening plenary on day one will look at food security and supply chain resilience as we ask how food systems transformation can really drive social, environmental and economic resilience. In this session, we'll be evaluating how we can really build a food system that tackles issues such as climate change and biodiversity loss, but also that addresses other critical matters such as food security, rapid population growth, farm adaptation, and sustainable development.
And who's going to be joining us in the session?
This panel will feature expert speakers from Aldi South, Nestlé and Yara. And in this session, we're looking to understand what food systems transformation really means in practice for these leading brands and retailers.
And any particular messages you're hoping that these participants will bring to the conversation?
I think in having such a varied panel, we're looking to emphasise the need for a holistic approach in driving food systems transformation.
Any other sessions you're particularly looking forward to?
On day two, we'll have a plenary called From Pilots to Standards to Scale. Is a regenerative framework the key to success? In this session, we'll be really debating whether SAI's global regenerative framework is the key to sustainable success.
And who have we got participating in that panel?
In this panel, we'll have expert speakers from Danone, Ardo, Unity Foods and Regrow.
What in particular are they each going to bring to the conversation?
In this conversation, our expert speakers will really be discussing the opportunities and challenges presented by a standardised framework and reflect on how this approach can be aligned across the food and ag industry to really scale regenerative commitments and climate action.
Well, that'll be another great session. Looking forward to it very much indeed. So, Hannah, how can our listeners get involved?
If you would like to join us in May, now is a really great time to secure your place. We have a special €300 discount for all passes confirmed before the close of business on Friday, the 8th of March. To make the most of the plenary sessions, breakouts and networking opportunities, we recommend bringing along your colleagues as well. So please do reach out if you're interested in making a group booking and we can offer an additional discount.
And of course, there are still sponsorship opportunities available as well. But as Hannah says, now's a great time to reserve your place with a €300 discount if you register before close of business on the 8th of March. Hannah, I'm looking forward to the event very much.
Thanks, Ian.
Full details of how to get involved or to book your conference pass are on the Innovation Forum website. The briefing will be back next week. And do look out as ever for the weekly podcast on Thursday. But that's it for now. I've been Ian Welsh and goodbye.